I've been working with a nurse dietitian for the last 6 months, and it's been life-changing. I've lost weight, healed my relationship with food, and have way more energy. Working with a dietitian online to create a personalized nutrition plan was so easy thanks to Nourish. The best part? I pay $0 out of pocket because Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Miles, I got a riddle for you, buddy.
Okay.
What do vodka, sex, and a garden hose all have in common?
They're
vodka,
all in my bedroom.
Sex and a garden hose.
Yeah.
I've had vodka on sex.
Vodka on sex?
Yeah, vodka on sex.
I'll swing like a garden hose.
Yeah, I don't know.
They can all get kinky. You're absolutely right. But today we're just going to talk about the sex part.
The men's room top 10.
Vodka well gets kinky.
The men's room top 10.
Ever had kinky vodka?
10 or more of the most popular kinks in every U.S. state revealed. Mine is dieselphilia. The first time I smelled diesel exhaust, I was hooked. I had to own and drive my own diesel truck. Sometimes when I'm filling up my Duramax, I let some of the diesel fuel spill on my hands. Then I rub it on my pants, right on top of my naughty parts. And then drive around Seattle, rubbing my pants and sniffing my fingers.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Yeah, sure thing. Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
That truck's been in the shop more than he's driven it.
Well, yeah, it's teasing him.
He was Ubering home today.
It's just teasing him at this point.
He's like, my car. My car's been in the shop forever.
So these are the top...
This seems to be a common thing around here.
Yeah, my car's in the shop right damn now.
So what this is, it is the most searched for fetish in each U.S. state.
All right, all right.
Most of these are, you know, one state is searching this more than anybody else, and then I'm going to give you guys the one that has the biggest cluster of states, okay?
Okay. Okay.
So we're going to start with our friends in Utah. They're searching for balloon fetishes.
Can you guys be any lamer?
It gets
is it
weird,
possible
bro.
To be balloon fetish?
What, do you just
balloon
have it
fetish.
All around you when you're... balloons
I think
everywhere?
You just bring balloons into it. There might be a crush thing where you sit on the balloon and make it pop. I don't know for certain.
Honest to God, I am Googling this now.
Bro, I think both of our computers are going to get flagged by the company because I was searching a lot of these like, why are we looking at this?
A beginner's guide to balloon play during sex. Honest to God, that is a beginner's guide.
We always use the balloon to stay in between you and the girl you were dancing with.
There you go.
Had to leave room for the Holy Spirit.
Blowing up balloons, popping balloons, orgasming meme because of balloons. If you clicked on this article because you absolutely needed to know what balloon sex had to do with each other, it's party time!
All right.
I'll stop there.
Blowing up balloons as in, like, you can't see it?
People with this fetish often refer to themselves as lunars. Right? The lunar community can be found all over the internet, blah, blah, blah. But what is it? What am I doing?
So, keep moving on here. Our friends over in Connecticut and Illinois, they like when the guy just takes a foot right between the legs.
So getting kicked fetish. In the junk?
Busting, yeah.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
All right.
That's, and I know it's a thing. I know that pain is a thing when it comes to
kinks. Sure, sure.
But that's a different level of pain. Pinching here and there, like, all right, fine, it releases whatever hormone. Okay, cool. Bro, just taking a shot.
Now I'm in the mood.
Oh, God. Iowa, they like a little bit of biting out there.
Somehow
biting.
I've
run into a biter.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Did it work for you?
No, it's painful, but it wasn't my thing. She was like,
she just wanted to bite you.
Well, no, she wanted to sometimes be bitten too. But I was like, at one point, it's like, you gotta stop biting. Like, I guess I'm doing something right if you feel the need to bite me. But like, I was like, that really hurt.
A couple states over in Montana, they like breast expansion.
Breast expansion.
Yes.
I like breast expansion.
Giant.
Is that based on the mountains?
It could be. What exactly is breast expansion?
If I'm not mistaken, don't quote me on this if this is your thing, but I think it's when, like, maybe in the act they get bigger.
But how do you control
No, but there's something to search up on the internet.
Correct. Not necessarily everything that you can do here, something that you can bring to the bedroom. Chastity over in Nebraska.
Really, Nebraska?
They like chastity.
Oh, my God.
That's just doing it for them.
Just having your chastity belt bang against each other?
You thought balloons were weird in Utah? Yeah, pretty much.
All right.
Pretty
That's
much.
Hot.
What, do you got to find the key?
Our friends in Wyoming, they like CPR.
What?
Yeah.
So, like, she's almost dead. I got to bring her back to life?
I guess. I don't
what
know.
What are you doing,
with his garden hose?
Damn, man.
Kentucky, they like the diapers out there.
Kentucky.
Yeah.
Come on.
Miles, your home state of West Virginia. What are they looking for out there? What do you think?
Oh, man. I don't know.
Probably the most vanilla kink fetish. For some, it's not a fetish. It's just...
putting your meat in a hot dog bun? I don't know.
Nah. Ebony.
What is it?
Ebony.
Ebony.
Black
one. Oh, Ebony. Yeah. Oh, Ebony.
All right.
There you go.
Yeah.
Our friends down in Oregon.
They love that song.
That's right.
Ebony and Ivory. I get to be
living
the Ivory.
Together.
Yeah. That might just be, just you don't see enough black women in West Virginia.
That's my fault. Like, hell no.
Starving to death over here.
Black chicks are exotic. down in Oregon, they like the enema.
Man, Oregon. We knew you were weird, bro, but come on.
Minnesota.
It's not a bad idea. It's like a precursor to something.
Right. Minnesota, they like hog tying.
Ooh. Okay.
Mississippi, they like tape.
Tape?
Rhode Island, they just like smoking.
Really? Yeah. I've seen that fetish every once in a while. It's bizarre. Two people are having sex and they're dragging cigarettes. You're like, could you just wait?
Right?
Could you just wait for
you're
five,
really Nick fitting that
5 minutes?
I've seen it the other way. She's like doing something while smoking a cigarette.
Wisconsin, they like socks.
Yeah?
Just keep the socks on.
It's cold there. It's cold.
Keep your socks on.
Alaska, they like the sissy stuff.
Sissy stuff?
Yeah. Yeah. I'm going to move on. Oh. No. Not that. No. Like, there you go. There you go.
A little effeminate fella.
There you go. Alabama says, it just says pedal.
Pedal.
Pedal or pedal?
Pedal with a D. Like on your bike, a pedal. Oh. I don't know what the pedal's doing.
I got it.
I'm Google scared. Oh, Lordy. Down in New Mexico, I don't know how in the hell they're making this happen in New Mexico, but they like latex. Mm. It's too damn hot.
It's hot, man.
I can't do that. South Dakota, they like the wedgie.
Would
no.
All right.
They like that wedgie
chicks,
stuff.
Chicks got a nice derriere.
Our friends over over in Idaho as well as over in Virginia, they like the fart stuff.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
You love me.
Get what? A little gassy.
You fart on people?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Huh.
Or they fart on you more accurately.
Oh, all right.
How do you find out someone's into that? Hey, my bad. Like, no, do it again.
That is something that you wait a long time before you tell somebody.
You bring it up on a first date, Mike.
Ted, you see if they're buying hummus.
Ted, your home state of Maryland.
Seasoning play.
They're into the, I hope I can say this. I'm pretty sure I can. It's called the Smother Box. It is something that a man will wear on his head, I believe.
Oh.
That is more of a seat.
Okay, I got you.
So, and it's a box.
All right, man.
Moving on. In Kansas, Louisiana, and Maine, they like the Smother Box without the box.
Oh, okay.
They don't want that to get in the way.
Just sit down.
They don't want that to get
just
in the way.
The goods.
Florida, Pennsylvania, Texas, and right here in Washington State, we like all that tickling.
Tickling. That's why Tickle Me Elmo does so well.
Colorado, Massachusetts, North Carolina, North Dakota, Oklahoma, and South Carolina, they like wrestling.
Really?
Oh, you're wrestling all right. In the bed.
Okay, off the top rope.
Yeah.
Just be careful.
That's right.
I mean, yeah.
Down in Arizona.
Can we both wear singlets?
Ooh, not bad. That's a good call.
Put you in a chokehold.
Arizona, D.C., Indiana, New York, New Jersey, and Tennessee. They like that giantess stuff.
Giantess.
They like the big guys.
Oh, okay. I got you.
Big guys.
Oh, like Tyreek Hill.
To bed.
And then this is wild. So this is the number one. In Arkansas, California, Georgia, Hawaii, Michigan, Missouri, Nevada, and Vermont, they like what's called vore.
Vore?
V-O-R-E. They like vore. And what that is you take the giantess and she is eating you.
Oh, wow. Okay, man.
Yeah.
Either
you are eating somebody or they are eating you. That is what vore is.
Yeah, that's hot.
And that...
Wow.
True crime fans will love Crime House True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Every Monday, you'll experience the most notorious true crime cases from that week in history, all linked by a common theme, from serial killers to disappearances to unsolved murders and so much more. Follow and listen to Crime House True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.